You're listening to Radio Influence.
Flavor, flavor, please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear on this fine Friday, just before a very exciting weekend. All weekends are exciting, somewhat. We have Cinco de Mayo coming up. We have Kentucky Derby. We have playoff hockey coming up tonight, and a lot of good things happening on the horizon. So, sit still, and we got a lot of things to talk about. I'm going to start off talking about a little bit of sports. Our beloved Lightning are up 2-1 over those stinking Bruins. Came out of the box a little shaky, losing the first game at home. And you don't want to lose the first game at home. You know, that's not the way you want to establish momentum. So that was a little scary, them losing that first game. But bounce back in game two, bounce back in game three, very dominant. Vasilevsky playing well. Certain players playing well, not everybody. Steven Stamkos yet to be present. Scored an empty net goal, but that doesn't really count in the Steven Stamkos world. Vasilevsky's playing very, very well. Ryan Callahan is laying wood all over the ice, which is important in the playoffs. I see them doing a better job of spacing in their power play, and this looks like they're improving as the season's going along. Andre Palat playing very well, probably the best player on the ice so far in this series. I was at Elmer's the other day getting a beverage, and I turned my head and I looked back and they're up 2-0. And that's a good way to shut up those Boston Bruin fans real, real quick by scoring two quick goals. I think it was 3 minutes or something like that. And they're up 2-0 with 3 minutes into the game. And that's a little bit demoralizing for opponents. So the Lightning play tonight in Boston. I would say I'm leery of this game. I think it's a tough situation to go to anybody's house and beat them two games in a row in the playoffs. If they play like they played the last game, they'll get it done. But I think Boston is going to wake up maybe a little bit today. And it wouldn't shock me if Boston won this game. Obviously, I want the Lightning to win. But this is one of those games that it wouldn't shock me if the Lightning lost this game. It wouldn't be the end of the world. I still think they're going to win the series. But I still believe the series is going to go 6 or 7 as well. And if it's going to go 6 or 7, then Boston's probably going to win another game. And like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if it was the game tonight. I'm hoping for the best. But, you hit walls sometimes. You know, teams are up and down. And this team has been up and down all year. More up. But, you know, let's hope that they're not running into a buzzsaw tonight in Boston. For those of you trying to watch the game, it's in Boston. So I don't think you're going to make that trip. They have a viewing party going on at Curtis Hickson. The last one they had was at Waterworks, and it looked like there was quite a big crowd out there. So our Lightning brethren are coming out in swarms, and they're representing our hockey team. So let's hope that our beloved Lightning get it done tonight. For those of you who watch basketball, I'm a big NBA fan, although I'm not going to tell you that I sit there to watch NBA all year long. I don't. But I love the game of the NBA. I love the arguments that you have, and it's a funny thing that we are making the comparison of LeBron James and Michael Jordan, because when I was growing up, I never thought there would even be another Michael Jordan. There is. So for those of you that don't watch NBA basketball now, and I watch it then and I watch it now, I'm going to let you guys know, LeBron James, the best basketball player to ever walk the earth, period. Done, over with, GOAT. Give him a jersey, says GOAT. He won 6 straight game sevens. Remember there was a time where LeBron James were questioning, you know, whether he was a clutch player? Who's questioning that now? The game 7 in the first series, that last game, LeBron James, 5 guys couldn't have stopped him. I was watching a game last night, you know, playing against Toronto in their house. Toronto's a hell of a basketball team. The first quarter, I think LeBron James had 4 points, maybe 2 shots. and he let the rest of his team get involved. And then in the second half, he said, "Let me, I got this." And he just is unstoppable. He's too big. He's too fast. He's too well conditioned for everybody out there. So for me, you know, that conversation is just about done when you talk about who the best player of all time is. And this is not me dissing Michael Jordan by any means. I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. But I've also watched enough of LeBron James to realize that this in any era, any time, any situation, he's GOAT for me. And we could argue that, but that's all good. Now, watching TV, I love TMZ. Everybody sees what's happening with Kanye West. Our world is getting crazy because when I was listening to Kanye West on his, you know, his opinion, okay, and I want to use that word opinion. It's his opinion. Everybody should be able to have an opinion, whether you believe it or not. It's still an opinion. We could have completely different opinions and have an educated argument. Now, Kanye West saying that slavery is an option is ignorant, but it's an ignorant opinion. Now people are boycotting his music. Daz Dillinger, who is a rapper, he's calling for violence against Kanye West from the Crips because of a statement that he made and an opinion that he made. This is too much now. Everybody should be able to have an opinion whether you believe it or not. Like, people still think that the earth is flat. That's fine. You're wrong, but it's an opinion. That's fine. And we're coming to a point now where nobody is able to have an opinion. And I think that's scary. I mean, let me give you a couple other situations. We talked about the crying room at University of Utah, which I think is absolutely disgusting to really be pushing kids to cry. Crying's okay. That's not making an option, though, you know? We're making it an option. I'm not sure that's good. Boy Scouts of America want to take away the word boy. I mean, where are we? I mean, Boy Scouts have been part of our culture for a long time. A creepy part, but a part. You know, my son was in Boy Scouts, and as soon as I gave him that yellow ascot, I go, "I just don't know if this is you, Playboy. I don't know." And I think he agreed with me. And everybody around him had nothing in common with him. So we pulled him out. He said, "I don't think I like Boy Scouts." I said, "Thank God." And we pulled him out of Boy Scouts. There's a creepy feel to it. But you don't have to take away boy from Boy Scouts. Because a girl wants to come in, just let the girl in. And, you know, it's everything has to be changed. Everything has to be a big deal. You have to have seen the story of this teen girl who wore the Chinese dress to prom. Beautiful dress. I've seen people wear dresses like that before. I thought it was beautiful. Now they're calling the girl a racist because they saw a picture of her and her friends with their hands together like an Asian person would do in almost every single gosh darn movie I've ever seen in my life. Let's stop now. I mean, this, we it's like we're looking for situations to call people racist. Like we're going out of our way to looking for those situations. Everybody's crucifying this girl for wearing a Chinese garb. What's going to happen tomorrow? Can anybody tell me what's going to happen tomorrow on Cinco de Mayo? Everybody's going to wear sombreros? Really? That's not racist? I know Mexican people. I've never seen them in a sombrero. We're going to call it Cinco de Mayo and go drink a buttload of beer and wearing sombreros. If that ain't racist, I don't know what is. We just pick and choose, you know, what we want to make a big deal now. And our world is going to the crapper, seriously. And for somebody like Kanye West to have an opinion, a dumb one, but still an opinion, you don't have to be crucified for an opinion. You could just say, "Well, that was stupid," and then move on. It seems easy to me, but it's just nothing is that easy anymore. It really isn't. Now, the young man who committed suicide not too long ago was Avicii, was a DJ. I don't know much about him. I'm a DJ, but I don't know much about those young bucks. I really don't. They say he had issues. Now, you know, you hear of a lot of different, you know, actors and people in the limelight committing suicide because there's some added pressure to that. But if you heard the way this kid committed suicide, I mean, he broke a wine bottle and cut his jugular and his wrists with a wine bottle. If that's not the most gruesome thing I've ever heard in my darn life, you know your life is in a funny, funky place if you're committing suicide that way. I guess his parents said that he was really, really in a funny place. But if you're in a place that's that funny, institutionalize the poor guy. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but boy, I tell you what, creativity sometimes comes with a whole lot of baggage. I mean, a lot of baggage. Bill Cosby, who is supposedly going to jail, they're going to try to prolong it as much as they can. I guess they said that Bill Cosby is going to get special treatment in jail because he's blind. And sometimes I think he's selectively blind. When that girl ran by him the other day with her boobs out, I think he commented, like, when he wants to see boobs, he'll see a boob now. But I guess he's going to get special treatment. He's going to get a bigger cell than everybody else. He's going to get an escort. Now, if Bill Cosby was poor, you think they'd give that to him? Is that about being blind, or is that about being rich and famous? They'll pass Bill Cosby around in the pen. You know that, right? And they're going to be making jello pudding jokes and all that kind of stuff. Like, poor Bill. Bill went from the pinnacle. Bill Cosby at one time was the number one person in all of Hollywood in every single aspect. And now Bill Cosby and his old blind ass is going to go to jail for the last years of his life. Man, I mean, you can't plummet any more than Bill Cosby's fallen. And I don't feel for him. I really don't. Now, you hear people saying that, well, he's too old to put in jail. No, you're not. You know, all those women that he took advantage of way back when, they don't give a rat's ass about Bill Cosby, and they shouldn't. So I'm just going to wait to see as he appeals everything. It's up to the judge whether the judge puts him in jail while the appeal's going on, because you remember when, O.J. Simpson, even before the trial, he was going back and forth to jail. Bill Cosby gets to go home. So it'll be interesting to see if Bill Cosby, you know, spends any time at all in jail. I think it'd be good for him, because he certainly does not show any remorse. After his sentencing, he was cussing everybody out and, you know, talking about, you know, they're saying he's a flight risk. And when you're worth over $500 million, you certainly are a flight risk. And I start cursing people out, telling people he doesn't have a plane. Well, if you have $500 million, you can go get you a plane pretty quickly. If I had $500 million, I'd have a plane by this afternoon. So, you know, definitely to keep my eye on Bill Cosby and see how that whole thing plays out. Now, I have the Ian Beckles Foundation, and we're going to start to do some wonderful things with mostly dealing with children in our area and anybody in need. I'm actually heading over to Trinity Cafe this afternoon, and I'm going to be doing a little DJing out there for my people, getting a nice meal. And, you know, it's good to see, you know, people giving back to our community, because We are very blessed. Everybody listening to this is blessed, because you got a phone and you got the means. You don't need. But there's people out there that are struggling and on the streets every single day. So I'm just going to tell people to do your best to give back to our community. It is our community, Tampa Bay area, and we've got to take care of it. And, go out there and do something good for your community. It doesn't hurt, and you... I know you don't have enough time, but everybody can take an hour or so out of their week to do something good. So I'm definitely going to push people to do that. Now, I'm sitting in my Dignitary headquarters right now, and we're actually creating Flavor of Tampa Bay, which is going to be a shop. We're going to sell a lot of local products here. We have a food truck up front. We're going to do some events, some tastings, pairings. But basically, we're going to focus on things local products. I'm very blessed to be exposed to a lot of great local products, whether they be mostly food, because I'm a food guy. But there's people out there that just have great products. Doghouse Forge knives. I just got a nice set of those. I mean, they're all local, handmade, crafted knives. I mean, it doesn't make sense to go out and spend a lot of money on knives that weren't created here in our area. We have so many great food products here. Niada Flan. I think I'm saying it right. I think it's Niadi Flan. Best flan I've ever had in my life. I don't even like flan. Everybody I give, I said, try this flan. Every single person has said the same thing. I don't like flan. I said the same thing. Everybody loves that dang flan. Leanne's Cheesecakes, We Vegan Eats Cookies. We're going all the way to Naples to get our meat from Jimmy P's, Patty's Peppers. There's a lot of different products we're going to be dealing with here. So we're on West Shore and Gandy. So in the next few, hopefully the next week or so, just keep your eye open over here to see what's going on because we're doing some big things. Now, this is kind of pop culture, kind of politics. The great Stormy Daniels, who's becoming more popular every single day, is going to be suing our president for defamation. Isn't it hard to defame a prostitute or a porn star? Well, once you're on film spreading your legs, defamation's tough for me. I mean, you defamed yourself. And listen, you listen to podcasts, you know, I'm not a Donald Trump fan by any means, but defamation, you're a porn star. I mean, that's, first of all, the fact that we're talking about this for this long in such depth is a crazy thing. And for Rudy Giuliani to come out and say that, oh yes, Rudy Giuliani now is Trump's lawyer, because he fired everybody else. He says that Trump paid Cohen back for Stormy Daniels' services rendered, pretty much. Hush money. He paid him back. So, let me get this straight. Trump had nothing to do with it forever. Wouldn't admit to it. Then when they found out that he would be in trouble for Cohen paying off for Stormy Daniels, then now all of a sudden he's owning up to it and saying he paid Cohen back. It's so convenient for me. So it's just lies to cover up lies to cover up lies. That's all it is right now. And it's, if you're a Donald Trump fan, that's fine. But this is not politics we're talking about. We're just talking about just lying and not owning up to something. For you to try to be, you know, telling me that your lawyer paid $130,000 just because you're his friend. I mean, I went to school. I think I'm more educated than that. But you wanted me to believe that? And now you're saying, oh, yeah. We paid him. Yeah. Come on. It's getting to the point where it's getting ridiculous and it's getting disgusting. And it's getting stupid because I find like we're wasting a lot of time talking about nonsense because there's a lot of more important things going on out there. Now, when your boy Donald Trump rolls up with Kim Jong-un, I don't know what they're going to say. It's going to be a lot of pounding of chests, that's for sure. But you know very well that you are excited about the handshake. You know you are. Because that handshake, when Trump was shaking a hand to that French dude, that little bitty French dude, he almost tore the man's shoulder out the socket. And the French dude, who's little and had a little man syndrome, he was coming back at Trump with the whole elbow saw. They were sawing logs, my friend. They were shaking hands so hard. Like, listen, I'm a big guy. Okay, I'm a big guy. Most people I meet know that I played football. I look like I played football, so I get some good handshakes sometimes. From like dudes want me, they want to show you how strong they are, and that's fine. I get it. Boy, Donald Trump will grab that arm. He'll grab that hand. And he'll try to grab that wrist. Well, he'll try to get you in that lock. And when Kim Jong Un rolls up with his terrible hair, and Trump rolls up with his terrible hair, and their huge egos. And a little bitty penis is both of them. They're going to lock hands and it's going to be a battle. They're going to start with the hands and they're going to go to thumb wrestling and they might go straight to arm wrestling after that. But it's going to be combatant. It's going to be good. And I hope there's cameras on them. And I want an interpreter because I just want to hear what's going back and forth. Cause I think it's going to be epic. Actually, I have no idea what the hell they're even meeting about. Something about denuclearization, get the hell out. We're supposed to believe that we don't have any more. You've been shooting them for months. Yeah, we're good. Come on. I don't know why we're believing anybody anymore. Seriously. Now, I'm going to applaud somebody, and I don't normally applaud anybody in politics. I really hate them all. I don't like the way they look. I don't really like much about them. The Arizona governor. Doug Ducey, approved the plan for 20% pay increase to teachers. Thank God somebody's acting and somebody's doing something and somebody acting like they care. Thank the Lord. Because we keep on saying the same thing and our teachers keep on getting screwed. And you know who else is getting screwed? The children. And it's good to know that one governor approved and hopefully everybody follows suit as they go along. So Doug Ducey from Arizona is the first person that I've heard act really throughout the nation with this this teacher issue. Because it's an issue. There's no doubt. It's a big time issue. And let's hope it keeps on going. And let's hope every state's watching and holding suit. And because Florida, from what I hear, and I've heard from different people, we really mistreat our teachers. Big time. Pay-wise, it's almost ridiculous. And that's our children that they're teaching. So it's not just screwing the teacher, they're screwing the children as well. Now, there's every day, it seems like, in the White House, there's some kind of shenanigans and tomfoolery going on. Attorney General or Chief of Staff, John Kelly, and his job is to manage the president. Can you imagine managing Donald Trump? Basically, You're going to be a pawn. You have to know that. Because if you try to manage Donald Trump, you're going to be fired. Period. And I guess there's reports, who John Kelly denied, which everybody denies, that he called Donald Trump an idiot and saying that he's becoming unhinged. Duh. But unfortunately for John Kelly, when this report came out, he was sitting in the same room as Donald Trump. And they're looking up on a TV and it's coming up, John Kelly called Donald Trump an idiot and says he's becoming unhinged. I would like to have been a fly on that wall right there. But, you know, John Kelly, oh, no, I didn't say that. You know he said it. And the thing is with John Kelly, it's either he said it, which I believe, and you believe it too, because he's not the first person to say that behind closed doors, or he doesn't have control of anything going on in the White House because people are snitching on you. You're one of the highest ranked dudes out there. And if they're snitching on you, there's no control over anything going on in the White House. So he's going to be fired. I mean, he's going to be the next one. And everybody's going to explain why he should be fired and why he was terrible. But the only problem is Donald Trump has endorsed every single person he hired, he endorsed. And said, they're great people. They're my friends. They're great people. They're great businessmen. And when he fired on the way out, he told everybody how terrible they were and how bad people they were. You can't do both, can you? Like if I say, hey, you know, hire this guy. He's a great person. And on the way out, I go, he was terrible. I mean, it's hypocritical. And it's a lot of that going on. A lot of hypocrisy going on in our White House. And I don't think that's anything new. Now, another big story that went on in politics was everybody overreacting about Michelle Wolf and her little stand-up that she had at the White House. Now, if you have a comedian stand up at the White House, what do you expect them to do? No, seriously. You know, if you're doing a Tonight Show or a nighttime show and you're talking about, you know, politics, you're going to go after the president. You're going to go after Pence. You're going to go after Sarah Huckabee. You're going to go after all those odd-looking people, Kellyanne Conway. You're going to go after all of them. And this Michelle Wolf, who, by the way, has a special coming out, and she couldn't have better timing if she even asked. She has a special coming out, and she was in the news everywhere, and people are going to watch that special, and I'm going to be one person to watch it myself, because I thought she was pretty damn funny. And everybody wants an apology of what she said about Sarah Huckabee. She can't be personal. She's getting personal with her personal appearance. That's bullying. I heard that Michelle Wolf bullied Sarah Huckabee because she talked about her humongous left eye. Okay, if that's bullying, isn't everything that Donald Trump say about somebody bullying? Everything is little, fat, skinny. Everybody, he always has to put something before everybody's name. Always. Now that's the epitome of bullying. So this Michelle Wolf, first of all, good for you. I thought you were hilarious. And I thought business-wise, you just made yourself a lot of money. But I tell you what, they were quivering in their boots. They wanted her off that dais quickly. Okay? And Sarah Huckabee and Kellyanne Conway and Pence, they're easy targets. Everybody's going to tell me that Pence, and he can't have lunch with a young lady because he figures he's going to be tempted. You think that's normal? You think that's normal? Oh, it's okay. He's just being loyal to his wife. That's creepy. And he has a rabbit. Dudes aren't supposed to have rabbits. I mean, that's all that stuff is really, really creepy. And he looks creepy. Everybody up there looks creepy. I don't know. I think anybody in politics, when I look at somebody in politics, they just look like somebody that I would never, ever hang out with, ever, for any reason. Like, if you put them in the midst of my people, somebody go, who's the stiff dude? Or who's the stiff chick with the big ass eye or whatever? But it's not going to work out. It's really not. Now, your boy Mueller wants to ask Trump 4 dozen questions. Here we go. Something's finna hit the fan, though, because I saw yesterday that Giuliani thinks that Sessions should fire Mueller. And I was like, this is crazy, man. The whole thing is becoming crazy. It's going to hit the fan. It's either going to be Mueller or Trump. One of them got to go, though. And if everybody's telling me that he can't fire Mueller, then Trump's got to go because Mueller is going to get him. And for 4 dozen questions, and they gave him the questions. They already gave them the questions. Trump can't answer those questions. You are not going to sit Donald Trump down, period, first of all. You're not going to make him answer questions. Nobody's ever done it. Out of all the lawsuits Donald Trump's ever had, which is umpteens of dozens of lawsuits, he ain't ever going on the stand. You're not getting Donald Trump up there. If you get Donald Trump up there, he's going to go tell you to go F yourself. That's what he's going to say. And then it's going to be all over. But everybody in his party knows that if you get him and you sit him down under oath, he's done. He will not survive that. You have to know that. No way. So it's going to hit the fan here real, real quick. And it's not boring, that's for sure. It's certainly not boring. But it's going to be Mueller or Trump. I'm surprised Sessions is still around. Kelly's going to be gone soon. And I think he's going to fire Mueller. I really do. He wasn't supposed to be able to, but he's going to. He doesn't care. Rules are not important. They really aren't. He's not sticking by them. And I think everybody's really picking and choosing where people should be going by the book. Because when a president's doing stuff willy-nilly, it's really hard to really, institute the Constitution. Because he doesn't care. Everybody has rules, allegedly. And some other people are just doing their own thing. And our president's doing his own type of guy. And we'll see how it all turns out. I just personally don't think it's going to turn out well. Now, if you guys have any questions for me, you go to IanBeckles@radioinfluence.com. I also have another podcast, which is In the Trenches, which comes out on Monday. Talked about the Buccaneers draft and all the things going on football-wise. And, this football is just fun. You know, pop culture is fun and politics is fun. But football is just something that's fun all the time. And I miss football. That's what Sundays are about. So when I get up on Sundays, I feel like I'm missing something when the NFL season is not around. But it'll be right up on us. The Buccaneers are actually making me a little excited this year with some of the things that they've done. Not so much in the draft, but definitely in free agency. You won't get me excited over the draft, although I love their first pick. But I just don't get excited over the draft because those players have to convince me they can play. And the long and short of it, Baker Mayfield, who was the first pick in the draft, may not be a good football player. I don't think he is going to be. So that's how inexact that science is. But In the Trenches comes out on Mondays, and This is Flavin' Year can come out every Friday. I appreciate you guys listening in. The numbers have been good, and they're still rising, which is a good thing, and people aren't getting bored. So everybody have a wonderful week. Like I said, give back to our community somehow this week if you can. If not this week, next week. Have a great weekend. Go Bolts. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter @IanBeckles
and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's here. That flavor. Flavor. Bringing that flavor. Flavor.
This is a Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
There was a young lady, Chiquisa Clemens, who was arrested after she resisted arrest, which, of course, has sparked outcry on social media. The cops are being hailed as racist officers who were overly aggressive. Police obtain what they call witness statements, and all of the statements coincide with each other. Several of the patrons in there were African American. So if this was racial, I think they probably would have lied. I'm just guessing. Anyway, so the one that was arrested, Clemens, told one of the employees, "You ain't gonna be here tomorrow. I may have a gun. I may have anything. I can come back up here and shoot this place up if I need to." Ooh. Anytime someone says that, there's this whole thing about imminent threat. And if you leave and you've just told me that you're going to come back and shoot the place up, I may believe, especially based on how foolish you were acting in my establishment, I may actually believe that you're coming back to shoot the place up.
Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.